Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Alan Lin, who's CEO at Providence Resources. How are you today, Alan?
Yeah, I'm very well, actually, Zach, and it's a pleasure to speak to you again.
Right, you're the man of the moment. News today from Providence. Could you run us through it, please?
Yeah, no, I'd be delighted to do that. And it's important that I do because, you know, there's a lot in our release this morning. I think fundamentally what we're seeing is that we're taking control of the project and that we're confident that we can move ahead with the project directly. It's something of a disappointment that we've had to terminate the contract with Spot On because, you know, we liked their business model and we thought it was a real opportunity to change the way oil and gas projects are being developed using a partnership with service companies. And, you know, at a time when it can be challenging to source funding in the oil and gas sector, that partnership, I think, you know, benefits both sides of the business. So, you know, there was a lot that we liked. As we sort of got into the real details of setting up the funding packages, it sort of became clear that, you know, the non-recourse funding that we had signed up to in the farm-out agreement wasn't going to be achievable, and that the listed companies were really going to have to stand up and commit, you know, asset security to the project rather than just Spot On share of the project being committed. And that was, I feel like that for us, that was a turning point because, you know, we had farmed out a significant portion of the asset for that benefit. And when that benefit wasn't apparent, we really had to do some hard thinking and say, well, look, you know, we like the model. We've got good relationships with the service providers. The Nordic bond looks extremely achievable. And on that basis, we really need to bring the value for this project back into Providence and do it ourselves. And that's what we've done. And, you know, I'm very confident that we can move this project forwards. I mean, I don't know if you're aware, Zach, but I mean, I've been in the oil and gas industry for more than 35 years, always in the operational side of the business. So, you know, I've been either running or in teams that have developed probably, you know, a dozen oil and gas projects over the years directly. So I'm in many ways, I'm moving more into my comfort zone than I was, you know, when we were working with somebody who was going to undertake the project on our behalf. So, you know, I think the move is a good one, and I think the shareholders are going to benefit significantly. And I think it's the way that this project will finally progress through into production.
I think, isn't the question, the obvious question, though, I mean, as this, you know, you're taking it, you know, back control of the project yourself. I mean, it's sort of one does ask why you didn't, you know, actually go down this route in the first place.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question, and I think you know, historically, Providence has been an explorer by DNA, if you like. So the real commitment by them was drilling exploration wells and not necessarily in doing the developments. They always took the view that developments would be farmed out. You know, when I joined the company, we were in the middle of a farm out process, and we continued with that. The opportunity for non-recourse finance, you know, was a really good offer, and the way that it was packaged was quite compelling. So there was a logic in what we did. But you know, when the benefit of what you're moving through, you know, ceases to materialize or doesn't materialize, then you know, you've got to reappraise and decide if there's a better way to do it, and that's what we've done, and that's what we're doing.
And so from now, what are the timelines, or is that tempting fate to ask that question?
No, I mean, look, we've had some really, really, really good support from Padgett Holdings, who are one of our bigger shareholders, and we that's extremely helpful because we were expecting $5 million coming in from the close of the farm out deal with Spot On, and that money was earmarked for moving the project forwards. And, you know, having access to the equivalent funds now really allows us to maintain and ramp up the project activity in order to preserve the schedule that we've got. I mean, we're currently due, following government permissions being granted, to go out and do our site survey for the K location later this year. And we're still on track to move ahead with that piece of work. And that is a sort of a pivotal element of the project in moving towards a late 2022 drilling program. So all of those things remain achievable. Now, you know, we've got quite a few government approvals and environmental impact assessments to do ahead of that. And with the support from Pageant, we can really get cracking on and get those done. So that was an area where we perceived that in taking the actions that we've taken, there was a risk, and basically coming in with this support has really, you know, removed that risk from the equation and allows us to move on with the project on schedule.
So shareholders sort of sit tight. There's still the likelihood of value being extracted from what is a massive project.
Well, I think there's now more likelihood of more value being extracted from the project, and you know, I mean, I would encourage shareholders to stick with us. I'd encourage them to exercise the existing warrants that are out there, and actively participate in the fundraising that Pageant are underpinning. And because I think, you know, I really do genuinely believe that we've got a cracking project in our hands, and I want to get it done.
Alan Lynn, CEO of Providence Resources, thank you very much indeed.
You're most welcome. Thanks a lot, Zach. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.